Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, Episode 7, recorded May 26th, 2013, Comedy Week. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off your new account, go to proxpn.com/twit and use our offer code TWIYT. It's time for This Week in YouTube. We want to say This Week in Yahoo or Yoohoo. Hey, this could be a show about chocolate beverages.
I know. I drink them all the time, so...
Do you drink Yoohoo? Can you still get Yoohoo?
You can at, like, very specialty shops and 7-Eleven. Like, you have to either look really hard or find a 7-Eleven.
And there's no milk in Yoohoo, right? It's just a chocolate drink.
Those are the worst drinks ever.
I know. Yeah. Hey, look at that. It's Lamar. I always want to call you Alexander, the Secretary of the Navy, but it's really Lamar Wilson,
hey guys,
host of This Week in YouTube. Hello.
I'm good. How are you all doing?
Oh, just great. That was Chad Johnson with the redhead talking about the Yoohoo.
Talking about the Yoohoo.
And I'm Leo Laporte, and this is the show where we talk about YouTube, the show that can't get on YouTube, but we talk about it. That's a strange thing, isn't it?
It's the best show about YouTube that can never get on the darn...
What's the latest on that?
So the latest is we still have two marks against our account. So, and we have... the paperwork.
If we get three strikes, do we have to go to YouTube jail?
We can't get the third strike because we can't upload a video longer than 15 minutes.
Do we collect $200 once we pass go, though?
So what we've been doing is uploading little clips of shows and saying, if you want to see the whole thing, don't watch on YouTube.
Mm-mm.
Watch on Vimeo.
Mm-mm. Yes.
That's our new show, by the way, This Week in Vimeo. It's a very short show, but...
It's very avant-garde. It's actually shot all in black and white and on 4K cameras and in slow-mo.
Soon we could do This Week in Tumblr because, you know, Yahoo's going to definitely put a video part in that, you know, so.
Didn't Yahoo say they were going to take the video out of Tumblr? I think they did.
No, I think they'll be smart to leave it in. It's a perfect feature that's used quite a bit. I hope they keep it.
You can't upload YouTube video to Tumblr like you can to YouTube, though. You have to host it somewhere else and then link to it on Tumblr.
No. You can host. They host video.
They do?
I think
Yahoo said they're not going to do that.
Yeah, it's a time limit.
Too expensive.
It's weird because it's in their own little Tumblr player that isn't very useful. It doesn't, like, give you settings on to change the encoding type or speed. Right. Like, it's a little weird. Hey, YouTube is definitely a more
fun. In any event,
product.
we're trying to find somebody at YouTube we can talk to who will remove the black marks against us and let us be. Was that inadvertent racism?
No. You don't even bring that up, Leo. We have people at YouTube. I don't understand it. Do I have to call again?
We're talking. I think there's a higher level thing that we're trying to aim for so that this happens across all of our channels at once, not just for YouTube.
We believe every show on this network is a news show. We're news and information. And so when we use clips, it's fair use because we are showing the clips as part of news coverage this week in YouTube. And that is normally, so if you watch ABC on YouTube, they don't ever get dinged no matter what clips they run because they're news.
Right.
So we want the same kind of treatment. And I do believe there must be some global switch that needs to be flipped. And if they would flip that, we would be very grateful. But anyway, until then, watch us at twit.tv/YT
or TWYT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what we have been doing in the last few weeks in a desperate bid to raise viewership of this show is bringing on people who have an audience.
Unlike us.
Yeah. Unlike us.
Unlike us.
We love you, audience.
So who have you brought us? Who's our victim today? Lamar Wilson.
Today, our victim hails from Los Angeles, and he's a YouTuber and a stand-up comedian, and he's going to talk about himself and YouTube Comedy Week, and his name is Andre Meadows, a.k.a. Black Nerd Comedy.
Welcome, Andre.
Thank you. I just got bought by Yahoo while I was sitting there. They just threw $1 billion at me. Yahoo's Black Nerd.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Man. The big B.
That would be so awesome. I'm just waiting for a call from Marissa.
You know what? Would you really do it? Would you really? I got to wonder.
Wait, would Leo sell out?
$1 billion, Leo.
Oh, yeah, of course. $1 billion. I'll do it for $200 million. I'm not proud. Throw $100 million at me. I might consider it.
I can be bought.
For much less than you might think, Marissa.
Just give me a nice steak. That's all I need. Good steak dinner.
Take me out.
I'm a fan of Jelly Bellies.
Love me up.
I mean, come
on.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, I don't plan to sell out. But everybody has a number, right?
Right. I think that's the best.
Your number, Lamar?
2,500. I just got to pay this car off.
And I like it. 2,500.
Mine is 1,000 in a spin from Pressure Luck.
I like it. We've already established what we are. It's just a question of how much, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Andre, it's so good to meet you. You were part of YouTube's Comedy Week this week.
Well, I did a video for YouTube's Comedy Week.
That makes you part of it. That makes me part of it. You can't deny it now.
Well, there's different levels. There's people that put in videos, and then there was like the people that got to be on stage, and the people that did videos with YouTube. It was a big week.
So how did that dialogue come about? Did they come to you, or you were just like, you know what, I want to participate in this community event, and you just made it and then branded it as Comedy Week?
Okay. So there were people that they contacted and went, hey, we love you. You're going to be part of Comedy Week 3 months ago. And there were people that are like, hey, we want you to be part of YouTube Comedy Week. It's happening next week. And make something. So I was in that category. No, I was in that one too.
Yeah.
So you did something for it too, Lamar?
Well, unofficially, they like Andre, they messaged me. Well, they messaged me like 2 or 3 days before doing a weekend and say, hey, if you could just have this up by next week. And I was like, I have no time. And like, they gave me like 2 or 3 days notice and I couldn't get anything up. So I heard the same exact thing
happened to Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. It was like just like an hour before launch. They said, guys, could you do something for us real quickly?
That's how they acted when they were there. Well, at least
it didn't help Sarah Silverman. It didn't help any of these guys that have a little Seth Rogen. It wasn't that funny.
No.
Sarah Silverman dressing as a postman, that's not funny. Her murdering some guy, that's not funny. I didn't find it humorous at all. In fact, that's the only thing I watched. In fact, I really apologize, Andre and Lamar, because I only got to the beginning, and it was so god-awful. I said, well, that's enough of that.
Well, that's, you talk about the live show, right?
That beginning of the live show was so horrible, I didn't watch any other parts of Comedy Week at all.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, Andre and I went to, thanks to him, we snuck in the back door with a phony press pass. But we didn't. It was legit. But
did you go to the live show?
We actually went to the live show. Yeah. Now, I want Andre to talk more about it, because he's the guest. But I do want to say from my end, I got to say, Leo, being there, when you get the energy of the crowd, like it was kind of funny and it was very awkward, which made you laugh as well. Now, if I was sitting at home like you, yeah, I would have turned it immediately. But being there was a different energy.
I love Sarah Silverman. I do not dislike her. I love Seth Rogen. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. I was there to laugh, but it felt a little bit, well, first of all, it's like, Sarah Silverman starts off by saying, it's the internet. It's the Wild West. You can do anything. And that's like 15 years ago you're talking about. You know, this doesn't play anymore, if you ask me, right?
Yeah, that's what we call it, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Well, and I like how it's like, you can do anything except on YouTube where they have, content.
That might have been in the back of my mind as well.
Go ahead.
So what's the first lawless thing she does? She dresses as a federal employee, a postage mailman. Well, that's a laugh riot. And and then Seth comes on, and again, this feels to me like it's old hat. They show a pirated movie, right? They show Star Trek into darkness.
All of this seemed like old hat.
It just didn't feel like, come on, guys. You're hipper than this, aren't you? Maybe not.
I mean, the very first thing I saw was, I forget who it was, but he did a Rickroll parody. And I was like...
I saw that, too. It's like, come on. Rickroll, nobody's done that in years.
Right. Well, let's get Andre's take, because I want to...
Right. Sorry.
Not only is he a comedian, Andre is a stand-up comedian, so you're kind of in both worlds. So I would definitely want to get your raw, honest opinion, and don't you dare hold back.
The comedian in me and the YouTuber in me were like at odds. It was like two guys, you know, saying, well, I like this and like this. I actually thought a lot of the stand-up was funny. That's me personally. I think stand-up definitely plays better live than it does watching it on a screen. You can be very extra judgmental on a joke when you're sitting at home versus if you're seeing it live.
That's true.
So I will say that. I definitely feel like the show itself was definitely better than the pre-show. The pre-show had some funny moments, but I don't think it was because of the jokes that were written. I think it was more of just some of the awkwardness, because you did have this interesting mix of YouTubers and of, you know, comedians who were just like, what is this? So that was a very interesting ride. And then there was some comments about like how some of the YouTubers weren't, you know, on top of their game or weren't as funny. But from what I could tell, it seems like their stuff was kind of written. I don't know what, you know, what the behind the scenes was, but I've watched a lot of award shows to kind of know when I hear that sort of, this is an award show banner. And I feel like that
Bruce Valanche wrote everything.
So I feel like that sometimes that didn't come off, because I don't feel like it really showcased the personalities that makes a lot of these people famous. I mean, like watching Toby Turner do one of his songs, nailed it. But like watching someone who you see do sketches or whatever on YouTube now doing like this funny award show thing,
I think that's pretty accurate, Andre, that Sarah Silverman and Seth Rogen were doing canned material that was, they just weren't that comfortable with.
I have to agree with them. I have not gone to many comedy shows, but I have to say, and this might offend some of the YouTubers, like Andre said, I thought the comedians were way better than the YouTubers, because they're professional at this. They know how to work a crowd. Now, to be fair to the YouTubers, you got somebody like Smosh. We remember, Andre, we were there, but they had like, 20 seconds on stage? Yeah. Whereas a comedian
had introduced the comedian.
And a comedian had 3 to 5 minutes or more of really good prepared content. And so they appeared to me to be a lot better, which... Was YouTube, Andre, do you think YouTube was trying to tilt more towards the professional people versus the YouTubers? Was that intentional, do you think?
That's been the issue for the past year with YouTube. YouTube obviously is trying to make themselves a bigger presence. They want to compete with Hulu or Yahoo Hulu or whatever is going to end up being there. And so it seems like that someone, whether it's their decision or someone telling them, the way to do that is to bring in more celebrities. That's why we saw the premium content channels that were very celebrity driven and this and the other. And again, I just feel like that sometimes you may need to look inside. Like, I just feel like that there are some ways, like a lot of the good stuff that came from Comedy Week or a lot of the good reviews came from a lot of the videos that ended up showing up after that show. Like a lot of the articles that I read were talking about, oh, this is a great sketch from Key of Awesome. This is a great sketch from the Fine Brothers or from Rhett and Link. Or whatever. Like that was the type of stuff you're hearing. This was from YouTubers. But it seems like when it comes to, we have to do something flashy so we can advertise on TV or wherever, it seems like they go stuff it with celebrities, and that just becomes a weird thing. And then on top of that, it was also a restricted only show, 17 and up, which YouTube's main audience, as we know, is very young. So that was kind of a funny thing too, is like, here's this big thing we're doing, Comedy Week, but you can't watch it unless you're over 18.
I have a question I want to get y'all's take on. Why would YouTube even do a Comedy Week? What is the benefit for them to bring out celebrities, to bring out this sort of like horse and pony show, to show everyone that they can make content?
To me, it's part legitimacy. It's just to show the mainstream, hey, we have real people on YouTube, as if us content creators are not the real people.
But do you think that mainstream is even watching? Because to me, only YouTubers are watching. They're not talking to anyone else.
I think mainstream would probably watch this because they had commercials, actual TV commercials about this. So I think they tuned in to see, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was talked about it, but he wasn't on the show. They had different TV, you know, Sarah Silverman is popular. But I think once they regular people watched it, they probably just tuned out of it because it wasn't that interesting. Andre, what do you think of his question?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was that was actually an article, too. This was the first time that YouTube actually bought television ad space to advertise this week.
Right.
And I think it was. I think it was to show that, like, hey, we have this content. I think that the celebrities were kind of used to be like, hey, you know, let's also keep in mind that, like, Sarah Silverman and Reggie Watts and Michael Cera and all of them, they have a new channel. Some of the other celebrities that showed up on this have started creating YouTube channels. So I'm sure it was advertisement for them and also for advertisement for YouTube to say, you know, we do have this content. And comedy, of course, is a great equalizer of like, oh, hey, here's a whole week we're going to dedicate to this. So I feel like it is that whole legitimacy thing. I just feel like that, you know, it's growing. It's going to be something that it's going to be a lot of experimenting and things like that. But it is kind of interesting, particularly to see that it seems to be let's go grab celebrities versus let's see what we have in our own content and beef it up. Because I thought we kind of learned from all the premium content that that's not always a winning solution. So even YouTube kind of recognized that when they talked about their new fronts this past year. So I don't know. It just was, there was some good, there was some bad. I think the live show was very interesting. Also too long, I felt.
How long was it?
It was a 2-hour show and then an hour pre-show. And they advertised to come in during the pre-show. So I feel like
we were there.
No pre-show, just straight, you know, hour and a half and get out.
Yeah. And the thing that I didn't realize until like Wednesday or Thursday was that they were doing live shows every day. And I went in to watch one of them. There were, I'm being honest, at the peak of the show, there were 5,000 people watching.
That's how many people watch us now, right now.
5,000 people are watching.
So yeah, and I was like, this is on YouTube's main channel. Yeah. It's on the banner. As soon as you log in, I was like, that really tells you something. I was shocked to see that.
I kind of feel for the poor folks at YouTube. They're really trying to be more than the, you know, crotch shot and kids singing into their hairbrushes. They want to be legitimate. They want to be, media. And they've hired guys to run the business that come from Hollywood. And so that's what they think is real, is Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman doing bad sketch comedy. They think that's real media. They think the Carol Burnett show was the height of humor. And unfortunately, that's not what people who watch YouTube want. I mean, really thinking about YouTube numbers, and nothing becomes viral on YouTube unless you watch it over and over again. It has to be something you will watch more than once to be successful, don't you think, on YouTube? Well, and that really eliminates a lot of this kind of traditional media. You're not going to watch a stand-up act more than once. You're going to watch, you know, a dog bite somebody in the groin a few times, but you're not going to watch a stand-up routine.
I think that there actually is a lot of legitimate content on YouTube, and I think that's to me is actually the problem, is that I don't feel like that's what's getting a lot of advertising, because that's what YouTube wants. They want people to know that they're not just dogs.
Right.
Biting crotches.
Is that swimming upstream though? Or no?
No, it's there. It's just when the time comes to go, let's celebrate or let's advertise it, then that's when they go to, you know, like the comedy show or like they have the celebrities. And the problem is the people that are coming into the space that they're bringing to advertise don't know the space. So then they go to like you were saying about the whole Wild West thing. That's somebody who hasn't been on YouTube for the past 5 years thinks of YouTube. Whereas the people who've been here and created quality content knows exactly how that space works. So my feeling is do what they're doing, advertise themselves, but let's, you know, and of course you got to sprinkle in somebody for names, but bring them into the world that you've created rather than trying to bring traditional media into the YouTube space, because there's a reason why traditional media hasn't been in that space.
It doesn't work.
Take advantage of what you have.
It's kind of
there.
Funny, because what's going to happen is that people in Hollywood are going to be seen as out of touch.
Yes,
whereas in the past, they've been thought leaders and content and culture leaders around the world. This world's moving too fast, and they're really just looking out of touch. They're looking like they're kind of old fashioned.
Well, you could see it. And I mean, that's why I was talking about the pre-show. You could definitely see in some segments of the pre-show that there was almost a little bit of passive aggressiveness, because there are named talents who are feeling like, wow, I am out of touch, because there's this whole community of people here.
Who was the dude? So I gotta break them down. Who was the dude we were cracking up at? I forgot his name.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald by himself is that? I mean, that's old history himself, right?
Dude, It was hilarious. Like he showed up in sweatpants. And he just didn't care.
Good.
And he was just an a-hole to like everybody, which made it funny. Like
that's
it
good.
It was awkward. But he set some of those YouTubers in their place. He's like, no, I'm not following the script. I'm doing what I want. I'm Norm.
Good.
Not just laugh.
Good.
You can't control Norm McDonald.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. SNL.
Baby. You got to think Sarah Silverman, who's made her name as being the bad girl of comedy, is must feel a little bit at sea when nothing she could do really is outrageous on YouTube.
What's interesting is Sarah Silverman is actually, she has her own personal YouTube channel. She's done videos about
some of her stuff is quite creative.
Actually. Yeah, she's actually probably one of the most forward thinking celebrities that I've seen on YouTube.
I hate celebrities,
and I think I do too.
Celebrities don't belong on YouTube. Just let's just get rid of them. Wow. And if Andre becomes super famous, that's it. So Andre, you have to leave now.
Well, that'll never happen. So I'll be here forever.
we'll be here forever then.
Jay Leno should not be on YouTube.
No, yeah. He's got a channel. I think it would be great, but I feel like that there needs to be that mix. I feel like you just can't go, like, you can't go what I call the, what the WB did. It's going to be a weird analogy, but when the WB first came out, it was more blacker than BET. It was like every show was a black show, and they did that to build the cred up. And then they were like, now here's Dawson's Creek.
Now we don't need you anymore. Here comes some white folk.
Become some white folks. So that's all I'm saying is that I think YouTube is doing some great things. I think they're having some great talent. What I don't want to have happen is they go, all right, we're big enough. So
that's what's happening.
Here's all this.
But that's exactly what's happening, isn't it? That's how I feel.
But what's helpful is that the audience is going, no, we don't want that.
Right.
We want the real deal.
You nailed it, Andre. It's exactly it. It's what YouTube wants. It's not what the audience wants.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So
we can go home now. It's done. The show's over.
Wrap it up, folks.
Andre's the new host. I'm out of here.
Nailed it. That's exactly what I've been trying to articulate for weeks. Precisely.
And to be fair, because I've talked with a lot of people on YouTube, I don't even know if it's necessarily what YouTube wants. I don't know if there's maybe a higher power who feels that's the way to go because we're investing money. I mean, because YouTube definitely likes their YouTuber, definitely likes their content creators.
Well, YouTube's a little schizophrenic on this because some of the management of YouTube is Hollywood. And so they don't think content's real unless it's made by Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a ton of content being uploaded to YouTube. The Verge had an article saying that over 100 hours is uploaded every minute.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Which is up from 2011 when it was only 48 hours. So
I remember when it was 7 hours. I remember that. That's how old I am.
You're able to watch everything. Remember, you're able to watch every single thing on YouTube.
You've never been able to watch everything on YouTube, ever. But who's the guy who's in charge of YouTube? He's a Hollywood type. I also think that you were right, Andre, when you mentioned advertisers, because ultimately YouTube has to work for advertisers for them to monetize, right? It's a very expensive thing to do as YouTube. The bandwidth costs alone are astronomical. Yeah. So they've got to get advertisers. That's why those new fronts, that's an event where they're reaching out to advertisers. And what was the message at the new fronts? What were they trying to tell advertisers?
Celebrities.
I feel like celebrities was what they did last year. It seems like this year they're trying to go back to like, look, we've got some great homegrown talent or people that are kind of in the middle where you may have heard of them. But they are having a strong presence on YouTube. It seems like that's what the latest message is. But yeah, I think advertisers have a lot to do with it because if some company wants to give thousands or millions of dollars to some company, they want to know who they're talking about. And the old guy with a cigar who runs a company, probably never heard of a YouTuber
before. Mr. Moneybags, he's called.
Yeah, Mr. Moneybags. He's like, I don't know that person, but I know this comedian I've seen one time before.
There's another problem, which is if you buy an ad on YouTube, you may not know exactly what environment your ad's going to live in. This is what killed MySpace. Is they couldn't, it was hard for them to sell advertising because it would be on a page and it might be something you don't want to associate your brand with. So one of the pitches YouTube has to make to these advertisers like Ford and the big companies is, no, this is the kind of content you're going to be on. It won't be anything that will embarrass you. And that's pretty hard to do on YouTube, isn't it?
Well, there are ways that they're doing that. And they've even talked about, I don't know how much of it's in effect yet, but they've even talked about programs that they're trying to do with advertisers to make it where, if you've got this type of content, we based on keywords and relevant searches, this is the type of content that should have so, your ad on.
So what that means is that advertisers are going to drive what kind of content is on YouTube, not viewers.
Well, that's... Well, the creator still is creating the content, so YouTube really can't change the creator. Now, this is also a good place for networks to step in, because what networks do is they're sort of a third party in between the content creator and YouTube that sort of vets the product, and then they also sell ads, and YouTube just takes the normal cut of the ad. Yeah.
And they tend to sell them at a higher premium because they say, hey, we have these kind of people. We vetted them, like Chad said, and so they can get a better ad rate for those. So, yeah. And YouTube wants that. They don't want to do advertising anymore.
Can you imagine making advertising for 100 hours every minute?
That's what they were doing. Yeah.
Right. Like, so this is why YouTube likes those networks, is the networks can micromanage their own content and sell ads that are appropriate for that content. And YouTube still gets the 45% or whatever the cut is.
Oh, yeah.
They still get their normal cut, which if the network is selling at a higher cost per thousand, then they get more money based off of those ads.
That's why I'm going to start a new channel called I Love Procter & Gamble, YouTube.com.
It's called Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. I just eat Kraft Macaroni and Cheese all the time.
All the time.
I know what we could do. We could put Downy Fabric Softener on a variety of products and see what would happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would Downy do?
They would always smell better and feel softer.
Yeah.
By the way.
Speaking of which, we down YouTube sometimes, but there are some good things they do. Last year, Andre and I actually won this first contest. It was we were recognized as the YouTube Next Up Vloggers, where we got, celebrity treatment. We got $5,000 in equipment and got to do hangouts with different, like two YouTubers. But, it was a good effort for them to get kind of give us some training and things. And so they're doing it again. They just announced 15 new people. Oh, that was a nice one.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while, I just like to mix it up. Just like, you know, this is a big deal, so I had to use the explosion transition.
Yeah, so now they get $4,000 in equipment, and they get... Yeah, so we were so good, they had to cut down.
Yeah, man.
A little bit. But yeah, they announced them, and those are the names of the different YouTubers. And so they'll still do the hangout thing where what was it, Andre, like 10, 11 hangouts we did?
Yeah, we did about 10 weeks of hangouts with people from YouTube, people in the different departments, tips, you know, things from the playbook. And then towards the end, we started getting guests. So we had iJustine as a guest. We had Michael Buckley, Community Channel, like came in and gave us like their experience, which was very nice to hear, actually. It's good to always hear the experience from a peer because they can sometimes give you some personal information that, you know, someone from a department can't necessarily do. So that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and actually, Leo, they have like different ones. They have like Next Chef. They have a one for workout people. So they're trying to diversify and recognize people.
They actually had a comedy one just sort of correlate with Comedy Week. They had a comedy lab where they picked sort of like next up comedians. So, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Does this get posted anywhere for a casual browser, a person who's casually browsing the site to see these people that won the award?
You saw that article.
it's on their blog. And do we get
everyone reads the YouTube blog? Yeah,
did we get any YouTube promotion? I mean, it might have been like 10 seconds or something on the front page. So I'm not sure, but
there was something. There was something.
Okay,
it's also I assume really helpful for these content creators to be able to talk to YouTube in Hangouts to just be able to pick their brain.
Yeah, okay, just hey, this is work wise, and we actually got some things like pushed because we were talking directly to the people, so that was actually really good. So,
and it's really helpful because it's as you'll notice, we noticed it with our group, and I noticed it with this group too. I kind of perused through that it's people from different levels of their YouTube group. So some people have, which I think someone has like 100, 200,000 subs, but then there's people on here that have like less than around ten. So it's a great way to really start getting some tips. You know, these are definitely like it's called Next Up. So it's definitely the people that are upcoming. And so it's a great way for you to get information that, frankly, when I started YouTube, there was no information. So
none.
It's a very helpful program here for those people. So
yeah, and then they can take credit. You know, like Andre and I are blowing up now. So they can say, hey, we helped these guys out. It was our program did it.
Right.
And so I'll let them lie and think that's what happened.
Yeah, as do I, because hopefully they'll do more of it. I mean, like, this is like we were just talking before about, you know, this is a great example of the things I like YouTube doing, is say, like, look, we recognize that there's talent on here. And, you know, everyone's story is different. Some people don't have access to certain equipment, certain resources that others do. So this is a great thing that YouTube is doing. Like, hey, we recognize someone's talent. They're doing the best they can with what they got. Here's some tips. Here's some equipment. Let's see what you can do next. And I would love to see more of that.
This only happens once a year, right?
And for the vlogger one, yeah.
Got it.
They have several ones that happen throughout the year, which is really nice. Yeah. So one day, Chad, you keep doing those.
I'm kind of disappointed I didn't know about it. I'd get my subscriber count above 1,200.
It does nothing for subscribers. No, okay, it helps. It helps. I'm just messing. It was good. Right, Andre? Wasn't it good?
No, it worked for me. I don't know what happened to you, Laura. It's been nothing but the up and up on this end.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So we ready to watch some viral videos? Leo, you ready?
I'm ready to watch a big gas video.
Oh. Right after our commercial.
Say big ass. Big gas. Say big gas.
Say that again, Leo?
I think you could say big gas, and everybody knows it's big gas.
Say it fast.
Big gas. Big gas.
I like my...
Big gas. Big gas. Big gas. Big gas. You're right. If you say it too fast.
I have no idea.
Or if you just screw up when you're saying it.
So our clever viral videos, which once again are ads for major companies.
Well, it's because they're really funny.
Can we not have a viral video that is not an ad?
We have one. We have one this week.
Okay. We won't spoil it yet.
Okay. Seems like there should be some creativity from the little people.
Yeah, they're kind of inconsistent. I'm not going to lie.
They're so little, you can't count on them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I like big gas, and I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks in...
with an itty-bitty car, and...
How do you like it when us white boys rap? What do you think?
It takes two of us to try to pull it off, you can see.
Yes.
One brain.
We're very good, I think. Well, I didn't tell you that Andre isn't actually an accomplished rapper from back in the day.
Are you? Are you?
Shut up, he said.
Come on. Come on. Let's hear it. Let's do a little bit of, you know, just lay down some.
There's actually a rapping segment later on
in the
show if we want to get.
Is there really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I like it.
We'll be Andre Raps. Get it ready, buddy.
I like it.
He's going to kill me.
I quite enjoy it when you young people sing that. That hip hoop stop.
It's hope.
Song.
It's hope for the future.
Hip hope for the future.
Hip hope. What we got?
Our show today is brought to you by ProXPN.com. Do you know about ProXPN?
I do.
It's a wonderful way. Say you want to watch some video that's not allowed in your country, perhaps.
What type of video would that be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Something maybe on the BBC.
Right.
Right.
We actually have, yeah.
Oh. iPlayer won't let you watch it, right? But you can. Now you can. I feel like this is like a pirate product. It's not. It's quite legitimate. ProXPN is actually a VPN solution, virtual private network. They use OpenVPN, which is the best in the world. And it's a good way to protect yourself if you're at an internet cafe or at a hotel and you're trying to get on the network. You know, like you go in a hotel. Have you ever done this? You plug in your laptop in a hotel.
And just think.
You can see everybody else's laptop. Like, I can see Chad's music.
Yeah.
Joey's iTunes library. You know, Jerry's public Dropbox.
Right.
It's all visible. Well, ProXPN prevents anybody from seeing you while you're surfing the net, so you can get your guard up.
So no more FBI surveillance van.
We do have somebody who's an FBI surveillance van. You don't need to use that anymore. Actually,
all right.
Or you could use it and use it with impunity because the FBI can't see what you're doing. It's great if your ISP spies on you. You know, maybe the six strikes thing, or if you're using a public Wi-Fi, or if you want to look like you're coming from a different country. ProXPN has servers all over the world: Dallas, Seattle, London, Singapore, Los Angeles, New York City, and Amsterdam. They use 512-bit encrypted tunnels with a 2048-bit encryption key. Very strong encryption. They have a free account, but we can get you a deal on the paid account that you're really going to like. They support OpenVPN and on some mobile devices, this is required PPTP. You choose. Keep your usage private. Bypass internet filtering. Blocked websites. Bypass geographical restrictions. Secure yourself. Windows and Mac. And they also have software. You don't have to use it. But if you use their software, you can have advanced control. You could say, for instance, I want my browser to use the encrypted Pro XPN pipeline, but my email doesn't have to, or what you could do any way you want.
This other application needs to use, you know, this port, but the other ones don't.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Works on iOS and Android with no app. World-class customer support. If you watch our Security Now show, Steve Gibson looked into Pro XPN, gave it his two thumbs up. And I want to give you a special deal. How about that? ProXPN.com/twit. That's the website.
T-W-I-Y-T. Wait.
Nope. That's wrong.
That's interesting.
ProXPN.com/twit, but you're going to use the offer code. This is why it's confusing. T-W-I-Y-T. So there's a one site, ProXPN.com/twit, that describes it all. But when you check out, please use our offer code. So that those guys on Twit don't get the credit.
Sorry.
T-W-I-Y-T. And you'll get 20% off, not for the first year, but for the lifetime of the account. And normally it's like $10 a month or $75 for an entire year. But if you get 20% off, you're going to pay less than $5 a month with the yearly plan. That is a great deal for very high-quality OpenVPN service. And, of course, if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. Fast, effective, secure. ProXPN.com/Twit.
You'll know you there because of the Welcome Twit fans.
You see that logo, but then use our offer code, T-W-I-Y-T, to let them know that you heard it.
So I get to see Doctor Who at the same time as the UK is here.
Exactly.
Oh. Not that I want
to. Are you a Doctor Who fan? Very secure when you're browsing your mind.
I am not. I'm sorry. I'm not a Doctor
Who. You don't seem like a Doctor Who fan.
No. I used to be. I tried it, but it's too cheesy
British for you.
How about Arrested Development? You watching that on Netflix? Did it back on?
I have never been into the show. I'm probably one of the only people who has.
Let's ask Andre. He has a sense of humor. Do you like? No, you know what? I tried to. So I never watched it either. And last night I sat down because there's three seasons already done. So I started because I thought I'm not going to watch the Netflix seasons. Mm-hmm. And I got tired of it. It's just like it's one liners. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, did you watch the old seasons or the new seasons?
I watched the first season.
Well, that's because it's the first season.
So does it get better?
Well, it builds. Like they will do a callback to season two. And John Slonina over
really
here
likes
is freaking
that show.
Out. He's very upset that you didn't give it enough time.
I'll give it some more time. Things, I watched five episodes.
Right.
And
go ahead.
You shouldn't have to watch one to two seasons of something to let it catch up. It either needs to grab you, just like a YouTube video.
But Parks and Rec, I was told that you had to do that with Parks and Rec.
Sure, but you were saying they're one-liners. They're funny one-liners, right?
Yeah, but they're kind of boom, boom, boom. It's not, okay, so.
So you're saying it's too much comedy too fast.
No. I admit it's funny to see him drive around the stair car.
Spoilers.
That's funny. That's not a spoiler.
I'm kidding.
The
first two episodes.
And the banana stand is funny. And the cast is awesome. You got Michael Cera. You've got a great cast. Portia, I'm a lesbian. It's all great stuff.
All them.
But I
what you think
it doesn't her? It doesn't tie together.
I cannot believe that's exactly what it does. Is it ties together from episode to episode.
Not my cup of tea.
He can have his opinion.
Not my cup of tea.
Yes, yes.
I like I like it where it kind of there's like a there, it's in the service of the story as opposed to. Anyway, I know I'm the one person in the world that is not excited about this.
It does not interest me. I tried the first couple of seasons. I'm not a hater of it.
I don't hate it. It's funny-ish.
It's just like people go to Game of Thrones. How can you not watch it?
Now, that's a good show. You better not say anything bad about that.
I'm not saying anything bad. I just don't want to watch it. I have enough shows and I watch it.
It's kind of hard to follow, actually, Game of Thrones. Yeah. No, see, The Office to me is one-liners, but it's more about story than Arrested Development.
There's probably a deeper story with The Office, with the whole love interest stuff.
I cried at the end of The Office. Also, that was 9 years lost.
There's also a story with Kmart.
Let's talk about big gas savings.
So this is a video.
So remember, wait a minute, before you watch this.
Okay.
They made a lot of hay with I Shipped My Pants.
Yes. This was, you remember
that I Shipped My Pants. That was hugely successful. And obviously the same ad agency that came up with that has come up with yet another assault.
If you got something
on
that
propriety.
Works, I mean,
do it again.
On, right? Okay.
Do it again and again.
Ugh, I hate these big-ass prices.
Sounds like you could use some big-ass savings.
I'd love some big-ass savings.
Kmart Shop Your Way members save 30 cents a gallon.
30 cents a gallon? That's a big-ass discount.
Big-ass discount.
They're not saying big gas. They're saying big ass.
Because you can on television.
But it's not big gas.
Even the kid can say it. It's fine.
Wait a minute, go back, because that was, this is a little funnier, where there's a big gas guy in the big gas truck.
Big gas man.
Hello, big gas man.
Shop your way, members, get big gas savings. Save 30 cents a gallon when you spend $50 or more at
Kmart. We're all laughing.
It's pretty funny. It's good.
Okay.
Go back to that well as many times. What else could they do? What's the third saying they could have? I shipped my pants. Yeah, big ass savings.
That's.
Well, Smosh did a video this weekend about a drink called Dixon Cider. So.
Is that real? Is there really a drink?
Real. Yeah, yeah. Go to.
That's good. I like it. I'll drink more of that. Dixon.
Yes.
Boy.
Cider.
Cider.
Thanks, Andre.
Thanks. That was good.
It's Australian.
For polluting beer?
Oh, actually, it's a band.
Yeah.
I think they get the joke.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. You see, that's the next thing that somehow.
But I think that if given enough time, they'll find another one.
What is the brand?
Kmart.
How did you know that? Did you have to look?
Well, because
Kmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know, but I was wondering if you remember.
What's funny is Kmart is not synonymous with gas, and so this one was actually difficult. And I probably would not have said that if you hadn't mentioned the Kmart shipped my pants.
I am wondering, really, if this is good for the brand or if it's just good ads.
It doesn't make me want to go to Kmart.
I mean, yeah. I go to Kmart because we don't have anything else in Petaluma.
Oh, that's right. Kmart is like it's like you all's hangout mall, right? You go Friday nights, go party at
the place. We have a big K. That's like a Kmart.
That's
Kmart with a grocery store.
Oh, is a big K different than Kmart?
No, same thing.
Okay, good. Okay.
But we have one.
Right.
Yeah. What we don't have is a Target.
We're going to get a Target.
We're getting a Target. We're very excited.
Wow. Super excited.
They're going to have a parade when Target comes to town.
It was a big controversy, too, like pickets and stuff in the streets.
Oh, yeah. It's very controversial.
Yeah.
What we don't have is a Walmart. We'll never have a Walmart.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Can Petaluma even fit a Walmart?
No, it's too big.
Probably, yeah.
Petaluma will become a Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
If they come into town.
So, okay. So, there you go. Big gas savings.
Now this next video... I mean, everybody shared it online. It already has like 5, 6, 7. I mean, there's if we didn't put on the show, people would be yelling at us. And this was obviously.
This is Will Smith with his daughter and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Daughter?
That's not his daughter?
Jaden Smith.
Jaden's a boy?
Yes.
Man. All this time?
Did
he have a change?
Nothing has changed.
Okay, Graham Norton show. That's a British show, am I right?
Right.
Okay, on the BBC.
Right. So it starts off where
I don't want to force you, and you can tell me to go away.
I like Graham Norton.
I've got some.
You can go a little further if you want to.
Yeah, he's talking about rapping. So he asks Will Smith to rap, and then they do this cool beatbox. And then Will Smith decides, hey, well, this was really cool, but he brought
DJ Jazzy Jeff. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The crowd goes crazy as if the guy hasn't been standing there for the last 10 minutes.
Right.
Is he going to do Parents Don't Just Understand? I think Jaden should sing that.
He joins in. Now, it's ramping up to the big finale of...
And why are we watching this?
Wait for it.
Here we go. This is one of the most popular shows ever.
Now this is a story all about how my life got
flipped turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute to sit right there. And then, so if that wasn't big enough,
is that the theme from?
And then my buddy.
Oh my God! It's his son, Jaden.
No.
Is that his daughter?
No. It's.
Wait a minute.
It's
who is
Carlton
that?
From Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
See, I didn't watch Fresh Prince.
You were not a kid in the 90s.
I'm missing the whole point of this.
Wow.
Is that Carlton the doorman? Oh, you guys like it. Oh my God.
It's not done yet. It's not done. It's
I don't think they're finished yet, Jeff. I don't think they're finished.
I'll need it ready. Can we do this?
Graham's completely bad.
Say, Graham's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm
Are they going to do Gangnam Oppo style?
Jump on it. Jump on it. Keep us on it. Jump on it.
Jump on it. Jump on it. Leo, you are so out of touch. This is hilarious. Terrible thing. Leo's too old for the show. No, he's not. You're perfect. You should have watched. All right, come on, Leo.
I don't even understand what's going on here.
Who are these people?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you will see the callbacks.
Yeah. No, I just never watched that show, so.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I like Will Smith.
I'm a fan of
Wickedy Wah, though. Later Will Smith. You know, Wickedy Wah, Wickedy Wah.
Is it almost 20 years since that show?
God, yeah. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Have them all back.
Carlton looks great for...
So this was a massively viral video. How many?
6 million.
Holy
so
cow!
Far.
In a week,
it was uploaded.
It just came out.
Uploaded 2 days ago.
2 days.
Yeah.
It's been ripping through Google Plus and everything.
Yeah. It says, is 6.7 million the new 301?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They stop it there to make sure that all the views are
real.
Yeah. Now, in this video, you're seeing it live. Is the reason we'll be taken down off of YouTube for this episode?
No. Good news. We can't even be put up on YouTube. So.
So, hey, it's right.
We're safe.
We win.
Don't you? Were those the two best videos? By the way, I just want to point out, neither of those were YouTube originals or anything. Those were both.
We don't have to have YouTube
mainstream. No, I'm just saying, maybe YouTube, we're wrong. Maybe YouTube is all about mainstream content and ads from big companies like Kmart.
Go ahead, Andre. This is the thing, though, about the Kmart, especially the Kmart. You're getting a lot of advertising agencies to make these commercials for the companies.
Right.
And a lot of them typically skew younger people that work there as opposed to the networks. And a lot of younger people obviously are growing up on YouTube and the viral video and things like that. So I feel like that some of the elements that we see in YouTube videos are making their way, particularly into commercials or things like that, because they know that that's going to be good for the brand. And like, hey, we came up with this really interesting campaign. People are sharing it. And then the Fresh Prince thing, of course, is the nostalgia factor. But yeah, I think you're starting to see, which is... I hope it's going to happen more and more in the future. You're going to see some of these elements that make YouTube videos successful happening in mainstream entertainment as well.
And one way, if you really want to look at what is trending really fast on YouTube, you can go to youtube.com/charts and they will show you what is
number
hitting.
One is Will and Jaden Smith.
There's Dixon Snyder.
Number two is is a Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hola soy German.
Now, of course, there's a Maru video, so I have to click
it. There's a Jetta ad. There's the ultimate nut shot, number 9. That's good. That's good. At least we're staying true to our origins.
You know, it's your audience.
Know your audience.
Yeah.
How the heck did Minecraft get in there? Get that out of here.
Minecraft, WTF, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Chad, you have a show with Minecraft. Oh, don't. I'm sorry.
I do. Oh, yeah.
Oops.
It's not as big as Sky does Minecraft. But yeah.
Yeah. Andre.
Yes.
You have a personalized tip for us for how to get better on YouTube or how to get millions of views. So I'm waiting for this.
Let me taste it. Make sure it's ready. Yes, I do have a personalized tip. Since we were talking a lot about content, comedy, and vlogging and all that stuff, I feel the best personalized tip I can give is, particularly now, if you're getting into YouTube, there's obviously a lot of examples of things that have happened. And I think that you can definitely get inspiration from those. But I think at the end of the day, your YouTube channel has to be unique to your voice. There's different ways. People can talk about the same content. They can talk about the same, use the same format the same way. But your voice is what's going to distinguish your content from someone else's. And so I think a lot of people think so much about, what should I talk about? What this? What this? Start thinking about why and start thinking about how. Because I feel like that's the way to really work something. You know, there's lots of things we can discuss or lots of things you can do on YouTube. But why do you want to do it? What's your personal take on it? Because it's that communication, that back and forth is what makes YouTube different from other entertainment. So, and if you find yourself, you know, if you're like I said, you can get inspiration from different channels, but be careful to not cross that line of inspiration into full on like being a carbon copy or things like that. Find your own unique voice because we already got that. Wish you know? So
great
that
tip.
Is my tip.
That's an awesome tip.
You know.
The more you know.
That's copyright infringement. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, where did you take that from?
The extra information you just got.
Perfect. Perfect. Much better. Your own voice, folks.
Awesome. So last week we asked one of our questions was about what we're talking about the YouTube app. We're making fun of the Windows and YouTube thing, which, by the way, Leo, has been resolved. They're now in bed together, so to speak. So Microsoft and Google are going to make an awesome app for a Windows Phone for all 10 people to use that. And so we're talking about what features would you want in a YouTube app. I wanted a feature like if Andre does a video and he puts out a new video, I would like to get an alert and say, hey, bing, he has a new video, so that I can watch it there. So we do have a repeat
bing,
submitter.
Don't you mean Google?
I like Bing, though. But we have one from a Chase Cole. He gave us a video response to the question. Let's take a look at that.
There's definitely a number of things that I would like to have in the YouTube Android app. First thing, like to be able to edit the location, the time, turn monetization on or off, and also do a custom thumbnail all from my phone.
No, I'm just out of breath.
I would really like to have is being able to sign into a different account or switch between them so I can decide where I want my uploads from my phone go.
Yeah. Now, Leo, this is important because there's a lot of people who
Why do you keep saying my name?
Because I want you
to. I'm trying to sleep here. Do you mind?
No, I want you to start doing. We talked about you doing a channel, so I'm going to keep
I'm never going to do a channel.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Well, imagine if you had your iPhone and your Android phone and you just did a walk around the office, say, hey, guys, this is what I'm doing right now. Uploaded it. You know, right now on a mobile, you don't have monetization and a lot of full features. So he has some good tips for that. But Leo, get on it, man. Use your phone and just walk around, do a one take. This is my life today.
Why would anyone want to watch that?
Because what did Andre just say? It's your take on people like you for you. That's why.
I don't know why you guys are trying to talk me into this.
You're going to do if I when I come up to the studio, when I come up to the studio, we are doing one together.
He's tying you down.
No,
we're going to make you an iPhone or an Android channel. You're going to do it.
No. Anyway, go ahead with that. Don't mind me. I'm just watching YouTube cat videos.
What? Did you just
now that's
die?
Funny. See, if there are more cats, I'd be happier. That's music. What is this? Parents don't just understand. This is music.
You were the parent that didn't understand.
I didn't understand.
You're the guy that wrote the live show, right?
That's it.
Right.
Yo, Tobas, get off of my lawn.
So what question should we ask the folks to answer this week?
That was it. We got one video. That's it.
We're trying to pare it down so that the show isn't
just the best video.
Right, right.
Yeah, we only had a couple responses. So, So for this week, I wanted to ask, how do you feel YouTube Comedy Week went? You know, just like from based on what we talked about or what you may have seen. That should be interesting because we gave some good points, but some of you all may have loved it or you may have thought it was the worst thing you have ever seen in your life and you want to destroy your computer.
On the street's opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
Not this high and mighty, I'm a YouTube star opinion.
No, you could just use your phone like Leo's going to do in a couple weeks. And start walking around and doing those. So leave us a 30-second or less video response to the YouTube clip that we're going to put up today. And I do stress clip because I don't think we're going to put a full video up. But leave that there. I will approve them and take a look at them. And we may choose yours for next week. All right?
All right.
So Chad.
Yeah. How's it going?
You know what? We actually, before we go to ours, Andre never really talked about his channel, what he does. So let's switch. Let's just Andre, tell us about your channel. What is Black Nerd Comedy, and give us the whole thing? Because you know you're obviously the channel of the week. We want to tell people what do you do and why do you do it?
Celebrities and singing cats. That's the whole channel. Everything Leo Laporte likes. Black Nerd Comedy. I do weekly videos. I'm very much into the nerd culture, but particularly retro nostalgia culture. So a lot of 80s reference, a lot of 90s references. Things like that. And it's mostly rants I get very angry about the reboots and remakes that are being made or about some of the geek news that comes out there. So it's mostly that. But I also do reviews of movies. I also have awkward talks with girls. Because
that's a funny series.
You know, part of what's awkward is you're recording them.
Yes, that's very, very, it's very, very awkward. So it's, yeah, that's one of them. So, and yeah, and so it's just a lot of my nerdy life. So there you go.
This is really great. I watched the YouTube Comedy Week one that you did. Basically, he went through memes, but as if it was in medieval times. God, it was funny. It was.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone should watch this just to get a taste of what Andre does. Because, yeah, very, very good stuff.
Yeah, and the editing was really quick, right, Andre? It took you, like, what, just a couple hours to get that?
Oh, I shot and filmed and edited that all in one day. No, Lamar's making – there was this article that was written that was just like, we love this video. It's great, except for the fact that it was poorly done. And I was just like, whoa, what? But the quote was like, they liked the idea, and then they filmed, edited, and put it up in one day. And I was like, huh.
Can I just say something? Because I just watched the Jimmy Fallon Game of Desks parody where they obviously spent more than $1 million and shot for weeks on the roof of 30 Rock. And yours was funnier, shot and edited in one day.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you can have a big budget. It doesn't necessarily mean it's funny.
Thank you.
That is a big, for me personally, because as you see, I'm a one-man show. I set everything up. But I think that's what a lot of people like about my channel.
Yeah.
They feel that it's authentic.
Grassroots. Yeah.
And I feel like that sometimes, even all the way up to the top, that sometimes that gets forgotten. Because we do have some YouTubers who have the access, have the means to do some high production things. And I'm not against that at all. But I feel like that there is something to be said about a guy or girl who just makes it the best they can. But it's funny, you know, the parts that they can work hard on, they do, and it shows.
It's grassroots. It's real. So yeah. This is funny. Yeah. This is funny. And it's cheap. I don't care if it's cheap. Cheap is good.
I didn't make the space. Someone else built the space.
No, I love the space. That's awesome. But if you watch, I'm not kidding. I think a really good one to compare this with is Jimmy Fallon doing his Game of Thrones thing, which, I mean, obviously had a lot, same kind of medieval thing. And they had a lot of money and they had smoke machines and they had professional comedy writers. And I'm getting an ad right now. That's why. As soon as I can skip this ad. Is this ad relevant to you? No.
I'm not seeing your screen.
You're not seeing my screen?
No.
Yeah, I was just going to play a little clip of the Jimmy Fallon.
There we go.
You can see it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bam.
You see the ad for Las Vegas now?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go to
Las Vegas. Like the full 30-second ad for Las Vegas?
Work for me.
All right. So let me just skip into the middle of this Jimmy Fallon thing. If you get an idea of the budget that they had on this thing, and yours was funnier.
Always wants to sit there so you can never really feel secure, even if you think the desk is yours.
What?
Fancy meeting you here, Fallon.
There's a remote behind him?
Oh, my God. This thing is elaborate. They must have shot this for weeks.
How long is this?
It's like 5 minutes.
Rockefeller is my kingdom.
And it's not funny.
this was probably an SNL skit he pitched 10 years ago.
Was
and
it?
They said no.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's a parody of a show that you never watch, actually, so you probably wouldn't enjoy it very much.
True.
Move your meat.
But I think it's funny when he calls the guy Firecrotch. I don't know. That just makes me laugh.
It's like the Carlton dance.
Actually, this is the best part. This is the best part. So he's sitting in his desk.
Silence, Firecrotch! Before I let that seat, I call Savesies. You know I call Savesies.
Well, move your meat. Move your seat.
I call quitsies on my Savesies. Stamp it.
I call anti-quitsies on your Savesies. Double stamp it.
You cannot call anti-quitsies on a quitsie that's been stamped. No starties, no quitsies, regardless of if the Savesies have been stamped or double stamped.
Well, I put my jacket down.
Damn it.
You get the idea. That was the funniest part right there.
Damn it.
And then they got the band.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
they got the band in the hall here. Saying...
Thanks, guys. It's been great. That was awful.
Okay.
So, Lamar, what are you doing on YouTube?
Yeah, what are you doing, Lamar? Next? What's so funny about you?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I didn't mean in that context.
Hey, he's a vlogger.
What are you doing?
It's like, what do you do, man?
What do you do?
No, you're working on projects all the time. What's coming up next?
Okay, well, what happened last week was actually a really good video. A very hot girl came to my house and we did a video on my bed.
That's Justin Bieber. That's not a girl.
Wrong video.
Same thing.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I love her. Is that Stevie?
Yeah.
Love Stevie.
Yeah, from XDA Developers. Yeah,
she's
exactly.
Great.
She was awesome. Yeah, and so I did like an interview thing with her, and that was fun.
I never thought about this, but she's kind of cute.
No, you never thought about it?
It's an understatement.
Hey, Lamar, this is hitting me for the first time, but
I just realized I thought she was just, you know.
Andre, the talk I had with her was very awkward.
So I repeat from my YouTube tip, make sure that, you know.
Can you just add this to your playlist if you would like?
I'm going to add this to my playlist. No one will know the difference. We've been confused before anyway.
So, yeah. Leo, I'm taking your advice. You pushed me to get back on a daily thing. So
good.
So this week I will push to do. I'm not the weekends I have to have off because that's mentally draining. But I'm gonna have a video every day this week out. So look forward to that on YouTube.com/Lamar Wilson. I'm gonna try to theme each day out. Like I'm not gonna tell the audience what the themes are, but like in my mind I already said, okay, this day is gonna be about this. Kind of mix it up a little bit because I'm got feedback from my audience that they like a variety of content.
Yeah.
If I just did storytelling every day, it might be kind of boring.
I like it when you're really stretching it. Searching for material, you know, struggling.
Yeah, I think it brings
brings out the best.
It does, actually.
And actually, I thought what you did with Stevie was great.
So when are you making videos, Leo?
What?
Yeah.
You know how much content I make each and every damn
Lamar's
week?
Lamar's taking your advice, man.
I make big-ass content here. Big-ass content.
Not sad.
I do 13 shows a week. 13, and many of them are 2.5 hours long.
You only do one YouTube show, Leo. Yeah. Only one.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
One too many.
Hey, Chad, what are you doing? What's coming up for you? What have you done in last week?
So, last week, I started two new things. I've been doing these Let's Plays of Minecraft, where it's just basically me playing Minecraft. And so, I've been playing Feed the Beast Vision Modded version. I uploaded my very first vanilla version, so you can check out the beginning of that series. And then I did something that I didn't want to do, which was play through the game of Slender.
Oh, I hate Slender Man.
And if you
It's scary.
It is so scary. And there was a few moments where I kind of definitely freaked out. And
did you get scared? Did you scream like a girl?
Yes, I really did. Like, let me see if I can find one of these.
I've never played this.
It's scary.
That's why. I don't like scary.
Come on, you're acting. Really?
No. In fact, the thumbnail for this video is possibly my here. I'm gonna make it the featured trailer just so you can see the detail in the thumbnail. And that's an actual like frame of
that's
me
a good idea.
Completely,
that's
freaking
a good idea.
Out.
That's like a YouTube reaction video.
Yeah,
that's really good. I like that.
Absolutely. So that's new. That's what happened with me this week. So you can watch that. Video.
So you're gonna ask me what happened with me this week?
What happened?
I mean, you asked Lamar. Yes.
Yeah. What did you do? This
I made
week?
I made a little vlog video here. Take
you
a look.
Did? Oh, yeah. Great. It's
short.
That's compelling.
Yeah. It's my clothes drying.
Yeah.
This can go viral at any moment.
I think this could be huge.
How many takes did you do that
one? Just one take.
Just wow. Yeah. You were a professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one take.
That's great.
Okay. Lighting was a little hard to get right, but I played with it a little bit.
You know? It has nudity. You see the underwear there.
Yeah.
There's nudity. Yeah. But you can't.
But I like the message that it's sending. It's pretty deep on multiple levels.
If you look closely at the reflection, you'll see some nudity.
I actually saw the kids react to this one.
Kids react to Leo's laundry drying.
Kids just get up from a table and just walk out. Like, what the hell?
4.7 million views so far, so I'm happy. I think it'll work.
That's great. All right. Yeah. Let me know when you get a billion.
All right, come on.
Sure. Yeah. In
well,
video,
it'll freeze at 6.7.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Well, that wraps up our show for today.
Yeah.
So thanks for watching, everyone. Yeah.
You think that joke was too dry?
No, I like it. I like it. I just...
Oh, gosh.
I missed it. I missed...
Wow.
Andre, dude, thank you so much for coming on to the show. You're an excellent guest. A lot of insight for YouTube. Thank you for the money I sent you via PayPal so you won't try to grandstand me. Thank you for accepting that. And it was awesome having you.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to make 2 videos every day.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, boom. Ah, booyah. Snap. What is it the kids say?
That's, you got
ouch.
Burn.
Burn.
Yes, snap. Burn.
Nice to meet you, Andre.
I feel like I'm on a game show right now. All right, see you guys later.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, wait.
Give you that look.
Yeah. That's a thumbnail right there. Thumbnail.
That's it. Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time on This Week in YouTube.